The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, is holding a series of hearings around the state to roll out what they know so far about the new EPA air quality standards.
And thank all of y'all for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here today to talk about this important topic.
David Breimer is the air quality director for the TCEQ. He says the EPA has proposed an ozone range of between 60 to 70 parts per billion. Right now, it's 75. The new standard most likely will be finalized in August. Then it will be up to state and local officials to come up with a plan of attack to improve air quality. Dirtier areas will get longer to make changes, but Breimer says places like Central Texas, which could fall just above the standard, not so much.
So the areas that are just above the standard only have 3 years, which is a very short time period to put any controls in place or make corrective action.
Austin met the standard last year, but just barely. The new magic number for Austin will be no higher than 70 ozone parts per billion. Bill Gill is with the Capital Area Council of Governments. He says Austin's current number is
72. That's before even going through most of the ozone season. So clearly, wherever they set the standard within that range, we're in a non-attainment situation.
And Gill says the biggest problem is there's just not that much the local area can do to clean its air up even more.
In our conceptual model in the Austin area has shown that on high ozone days, we only contribute about 20 to 30% of that.
The rest, Gill says, and TCEQ agrees, comes in from other parts of the state. For Austin, that includes pollution from East Texas coal-fired power plants. Ava Hernandez is with the Texas Sierra Club. The environmental group has been battling the state over its coal permitting process for years. And Hernandez says their battle is even more critical now as the EPA demands cleaner air.
We need a clear path to clean up our air in Texas. One of the fastest ways to do that is to stop issuing coal plant permits around the state.
Once the new standards are finalized in August, the state will have 129 days to submit a report to the EPA, listing what areas it feels are in non-attainment, why, and what they plan to do to improve air quality. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.